Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that really matters in jungle and old school D&B, a DJ intro that actually works in the real world. Not just a cool opening loop, not just a vibe, but a section a DJ can mix from, a listener can lock into, and a drop can explode out of with real impact. That's the goal here. We want the intro to set key, mood, and groove, while leaving enough low-end space for the incoming record. In jungle and old school flavored D&B, that usually means break energy, atmosphere, sampled fragments, and just enough rhythmic identity to feel alive without giving away the whole tune too early. So think of the intro as a job, not just a mood board. It has to be mixable, it has to be readable, and it has to keep the low end disciplined. If you get that balance right, the intro won't feel like waiting time. It'll feel like a statement. Let's start with the big decision. Are you building a 16-bar intro or a 32-bar intro? If the track is coming in hot and you want something tight and functional, 16 bars is often enough. If you want more room for atmosphere, break development, and smoother DJ mixing, 32 bars gives you more breathing space. In Ableton Live 12, I like to mark out the phrase points first before I place any sounds. So if it's 16 bars, think bar 1, 5, 9, and 13. If it's 32 bars, think bar 1. 9, 17, and 25. That keeps your automation and edits aligned to DJ readable phrases. Why this works in D&B is simple. DJs mix in long phrases, and jungle especially benefits from clear section shifts, because the break energy can get chaotic very fast if the arrangement doesn't have structure. Clear phrasing gives the mix somewhere to breathe. Now, before you add sound, choose the character of the intro. Is it break-led and raw, or atmosphere-led and moody? Both are valid. If the tune is more roller-heavy or club-functional, lean into the break. If it's darker and more narrative, lean into the atmosphere. The wrong move is trying to do both equally and ending up with something vague. Let's build the drum bed first. Start with a break loop from your track source material, or a complementary jungle break. Put it on an audio track. Warp it only as much as needed, and slice or duplicate it into a 4-bar loop. Then thin it out. You do not want the full tune in the intro yet. Use clip envelopes or volume automation to pull down the kick-heavy hits if they're fighting what comes later. Keep the hats, the shuffle, the ghosted snare tails. Leave the tops alive. If the break is too dense, use a Q8 and high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. The intro should have movement, not low-end ownership. A useful chain here is a Q8, then drum bus very lightly, then maybe saturator for a touch of grit. Nothing extreme, just enough to make it feel worn in and alive. The break should still groove when the sub is gone. What to listen for here is important. If the loop only feels good because of the kick weight, it will not hold up as an intro. You want the rhythm to work on its own. Now add one atmospheric bed. Just one, not three. This is where a lot of jungle intros get messy. Too many ambiences and suddenly the section stops reading as a single idea. Choose a vinyl-style noise layer, a distant pad, a field recording, or a chopped sample fragment. Shape it with auto filter, reverb, and maybe echo throws for movement. Keep it low in the mix. If it starts sounding like a soundtrack intro instead of a D&B intro, it's too loud, too wide, or too important. A quick mono check matters here too. If the atmosphere is huge in stereo but disappears in mono, the intro will feel hollow on a club system. Keep the core of the intro readable in the center. Let width be decoration, not the foundation. Now let's give the intro its rhythmic identity. Old-school D&B intros often tease the groove before the bass arrives. You can do that with ghost hits, chopped break slices, tiny percussion accents, or implied snare pressure. In Ableton, you can duplicate slices and shift a ghost hit slightly early or late by a few milliseconds for life and swing. You can mute the heavy kick on selected bars. You can keep the backbeat implied rather than fully stated. A good way to think about this is in 4-bar cells. Bars 1 to 4, filtered break and atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8, more top-end to tail. Bars 9 to 12, maybe a chopped vocal stab or a hint of snare pressure. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter, add a fill, or prepare a transition. What to listen for here is whether the groove makes you not even without the bass. If yes, the intro has enough rhythmic intent. If not, you've built atmosphere, not an opening section. Next is the bass policy. This is a major decision. You can keep all bass out until the drop for maximum impact and clean DJ mixing. Or you can tease the low end with a very restrained sub, hint, or low register motif. If you do tease it, keep it controlled. Mono below roughly 120 Hz. No full bassline behavior. No movement that steals attention, just enough to foreshadow the main idea. In heavy DNB, restraint is power. The intro should imply wait, not spend it. And if the intro already works as a mix-in tool, stop and respect that. That's often the point where producers keep adding stuff, because they're nervous it feels too empty. Usually, emptiness is not the problem. Indecision is. Now we shape the tension curve with automation instead of stacking more layers. This is where Ableton Live 12 really earns its keep. Automate auto filter cutoff. Automate reverb dry slash wet. Automate echo feedback or send amount. Automate utility width. Automate EQ 8 high pass frequency if needed. Even a little drum bus drive movement can help. A nice move is to open a low pass from around 800 Hz up to 5 or 8K Hz across the intro, depending on how dusty you want it. You can raise the reverb slightly in the first half, then pull it back before the transition so the drop hits cleaner. You can widen the atmosphere gradually while keeping the low end centered. Why this works in DNB is because bass music needs low end discipline. Automation gives you motion and progression without forcing more notes into the range, where the kick and sub need to dominate later. At this point, think like a DJ tool builder. The last bar, or the last two bars, should feel intentional. You might use a reverse cymbal, a reversed break slice, a short snare fill, a filtered stab that opens right before the drop, or a small take-stop style effect if it suits the track. But keep it tight. A classic old-school style move is to make the final phrase gradually busier. For a 16-bar intro, bars 13 to 16 can rise in energy, atmosphere, then pick up, then fill, then a clean signal that the drop is arriving. The sweet spot is a transition that says this track is about to hit, without stealing the impact from the drop itself. What to listen for here is simple. On the last two bars, does your ear lean forward? If yes, you've got tension. If it just feels like the loop keeps going, the transition needs a clearer story. Now check the intro against the drop in context. This is where a lot of producers get fooled by a good loop. A loop can sound great alone and still fail as an arrangement. So place the intro right before the first drop and listen from at least 8 bars, before the change through 8 bars after it. Ask yourself, does the intro leave enough space for the kick and sub to land with force? Does any tail or top-end detail mask the drop transient? Does the first drop feel like a payoff, or just the next loop? If the drop feels small, the intro may be too dense. If the intro feels too empty, the drop may not have enough contrast. The right balance is when the intro feels like a complete section, but the drop still lands like a separate event. A good workflow tip here is to commit complex break edits and effects returns to audio once they're working. Print them, flatten them, re-edit them. That often makes the intro feel more like a record and less like a set of moving parameters. Then do a mix pass. Use utility to manage width on non-essential layers. Use EQ8 to clean up low-end clutter from atmospheres and effects. High-pass non-bass elements somewhere in the 120 to 250 Hz area when appropriate. Avoid stacking wide stereo information on too many things at once. The center channel is where the DJ mix lives, and the club system will tell on you if the center is weak. If the intro sounds huge in headphones but thin in the room, the center is probably carrying too little information. Keep enough mid-range presence in the break or chopped sample, so the tune still exists when summed to mono. And remember, the intro should sit comfortably under the future drop. It should not already be using drop-level loudness. At the end, choose your identity. Do you want a raw club tool, with a tighter break loop, less reverb, more direct drum function? Or do you want a more cinematic jungle opener, with more atmosphere, more automation movement, and a longer tension lead-in? Both are valid. The key is to commit. If you try to be both, you often end up too atmospheric to mix cleanly and too drum-heavy to feel like a proper opening. A few extra pro moves are worth remembering. Use break dust as glue, not noise filler. A little vinyl hiss or room tone can help unify the break and sample layers, but keep it subtle. Resample your intro movement. Print a bar or two of filtered break and effects, then cut and rearrange it. That often sounds more finished than 5 live automation lanes. And let one element carry the menace. If the break is savage, keep the atmosphere minimal. If the sample is grim enough, let the break stay more functional. If you need more pressure, automate density instead of volume. More ghost hits, shorter echoes, a slightly busier top break, or a narrower filter opening usually feels heavier than just turning things up. Here's the biggest coaching note of all. A proper jungle DJ intro is mostly a decision-making exercise. The sounds matter, but the real win is knowing what the intro is for in the record's life cycle. If it has to work in a set, don't overwrite it like a standalone listening piece. If it has to sell the track on its own, don't strip it so hard that it becomes anonymous. The best intros usually change one thing at a time instead of constantly adding new ideas. So keep checking your work in three ways. Solo it. Hear whether it actually grooves. Check it with the drop muted. Make sure the intro has a clean shape. Then play it in full context. Make sure the drop feels bigger than the intro. If it only works when soloed, it's probably too dependent on tiny details. If it only works with a drop, it's not functional enough as a mix-in. And one more reminder. Emptiness is not the enemy. Indecision is. So here's your challenge. Build a 16-bar Jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 using one break loop, one atmospheric bed, and one transition effect. No full bass line. High pass the non-essential elements. Make it work on its own, then make it work directly into the drop. If you want to push further, do a 24-bar version and give the final 4 bars a clean mix point rather than a big reveal.